Welcome in to this exclusive interview on the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody, happy to be joined by SMU offensive lineman Marcus Bryant. Marcus, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. How have you been? How's summer been going?
Oh, everything's been good, man. We've just been working every day, you know, taking step by step and getting ready for the season.
And what does your day entail right now? Take us through, let's say, your busiest day of the week with football. And I don't know if you've got an internship going in class, but take us through what it's like right now for you guys.
Okay. So first, I get up at around 5 a.m., you know, get to school around 5:30, do some stretching in before workouts start at 6. And we do a outside part with like warm up and do a little bit of running, and then we go into the weight room and get a lift on. And then we have we have our little individual practices with the individual players. And on Monday we'll have that, and then Tuesday we'll have like a hour practice with like coaches and everything. So, and then. Then I'll go home, take a shower, take a nap, eat. Then I'll have class at 1. So everything's kind of tight. You know, try to get as much rest as possible, try to recover.
And, you know, I assume you have a lot to eat as well. I mean, I know you've grown so much and put on a lot of weight since you got to campus. You know, you took us through it a little bit in fall camp, but what is it like having to put so much fuel in your body, you know, not only so you're fueled up for workouts, but so that you actually kind of maintain what you need to be at for football?
It takes a lot of discipline and patience. You know, it's not a one-day process. You just got to take every step and trust in the coaches and trust in yourself and put your head down and work. That's like the biggest part of it for me, at least.
You know, we talked a little bit about the here and now with your workouts. We'll get back to them, but I want to go back to the beginning of football for you. How did you get into football, and kind of when did that start for you as a young man?
Oh, man, I've been playing football since like 6 years old, peewee. But, you know, I've always been like I've always been a defensive player, you know, and getting into high school, I started growing a lot. And they moved me to tackle. And that kind of like, it hurt me at first. But, you know, I really started finding a passion for playing O-line around my senior year. You know, I was kind of getting into it sophomore year, junior year. But then senior year came around, and that's when I really started like loving offensive line.
And I mean, to put on the amount of weight you did from when you signed with SMU to now, I mean, it's pretty incredible. Are you up like 60, 70 pounds since you were a high school senior?
Yes, sir. I've gained at least 75 pounds, 75 to 80 pounds since my senior year.
And you still played, you know, in 2020, 6 games, made a start. The next year in 2021, you kind of came on a little bit more, 10 games, 6 starts. What's the rise been like for you to being one of the guys that now is firmly in that, you know, offensive line rotation and being, you know, going into this year, it's a new coaching staff, but a potential starter and a guy the team can kind of lean on?
Man, it's like a dream come true. If you asked me 3-4 years ago if I was going to be able to do this, I couldn't tell you. You know, it's just like, it feels great to have this type of opportunity and play with my brothers on the field.
What's you guys had the coaching change after this season? Coach Justice comes in, but what was it like, you know, getting Rhett Lashley back? You know, somebody that probably was a little familiar with him, but you probably kind of leaned on. Did you lean on some guys that knew him to kind of get a feel for what he would be like as a head coach?
I don't really know Coach Lashley like that. I kind of remember him through the recruiting process, but, you know, I got to know him as a person, you know, got to meet with him one-on-one, and I felt like he was a good fit for us. And, you know, he asked us to give him a chance, and that's what we did.
And what's been the biggest takeaway you've had from your time with him as far as his vision for the program?
Man, he's real big on family, you know. I like his up-tempo on the offense. And I feel like he'll lead us to a championship.
And then he brings in Coach Justice, somebody who's familiar with his scheme, being at Miami with him. What's Coach Justice like as a coach? What do you think about him and the way he coaches you guys up now?
Oh man, Coach Justice is like a technician, like real strict on technique. I love his individual periods. Yeah, even though they're not like the best, like taking a break and everything. It's real fast tempo, and you know I feel like that's gonna be best for us. Because we really didn't do that when back with our old coaches like that.
And what has he been kind of focused with you on as far as what he wants to see out of you going into this season and what you guys work on in the spring?
Just bending more. You know, I gained a lot of weight. So, like, my hips and legs are real tight. So, just, like, getting extra stretching in and getting my core tight and trying to grow into my body is like a big part for what he's looking for this next fall.
You know, as an offensive line, you guys have some new faces coming in this summer. You guys have some freshmen on campus. Is there anyone out of the newcomers that has caught your eye so far?
I think everybody, you know, we're all working together. I think everybody's growing to play the part, you know, and trying to get a good role on this team. So I think everybody's been doing pretty good.
It's funny. I talked to Jalen Thomas as well. He said the same thing. You guys, you offensive linemen stick together. Is the chemistry of the room something that you guys really, you know, feel is in a good spot right now, even with some of the new additions and shuffling that you guys have been through?
Yes, sir. We play a big role on brotherhood, you know. We like to stick together. It's all five of us, you know. You can have four guys working hard, and then just one guy messes up, and everybody messes up. So it's like we all have to work together. So
you guys like to go out, grab some food together. I mean, I'm sure it's not too hard to find five, six guys that might want to go grab some food and. You know, chop it up over some food in Dallas, huh?
Yeah, we always hang out on the weekends. Just, you know, whether that's a cookout or just like watching a game or something, you know, just team O-line bonding.
What have you thought about just the whole group, you know, trying to find that right five? I mean, it started last year with Coach Ricker over the summer and spring. You guys kind of did some shuffling early in the season. You guys shuffled it back again and kind of went back to some original spots. What's the game plan looking like, you know, coming out of spring ball? Is there any more surprises, or you guys kind of all seem to be kind of locked in right now?
I think we're going to have a great rotation. We could rotate both five groups and have a good ones and twos group. We have some new additions, Owen and Joe, with transfers. I feel like the ones and twos group, we could have a good rotation on for us this year.
When you look back on your season, I think you played through a little injury. How hard was that to kind of go through and battle through it and have to go through that, I guess?
Oh, man, it's a lot on your mental, you know. I feel like I couldn't play to my best potential because I was injured, but, you know, nobody really cares. You just got to keep working, put your head down, keep working. It's all mental stays, all mental.
You're going into this year again, expectations are high. You guys have, you know, a lot of returning pieces. You guys do have some pieces that you lost off last year's team. What's the mindset of the team right now as you guys go through these workouts and what's the focus?
You know, just sticking together and working, you know. We're all headed for the same thing. We're looking for the same thing. That's to win the championship. So we just come in day to day and keep working.
Is there anyone that you've seen that has really stepped up as a leader this summer in these workouts overall?
We really had the same leaders as last year. You know, Tanner and Rasheed. We haven't really had like anybody new step up right now.
What is kind of some of the differences you see in Coach Grizz's workouts and what he has you guys doing, maybe compared to Coach Kaz?
I would say like more conditioning type of deal. You know, with Coach Kaz, it was more like a short yard burst, but with Grizz, it's like kind of long distance. It was just way more conditioning with Coach Grizz.
And looking ahead to fall camp, what's the grind like, you know, being this your latest, you know, fall camp? I think it's your third. What's the mindset, you know, going through the heat, going through the battles and the fight for a starting job?
Like I said before, just putting your head down and working, you know, I don't really look for the results. I just, you know, stay in the moment and keep working, and I feel like the results will be in my favor.
Let's finish up with this on the field, at least. You know, you guys have had high expectations. You guys haven't necessarily finished the way you wanted to the last few seasons. How do you get over that hump? What's, you know, the key that you guys are talking about, you know, as a group to try and, you know, finish and be an AAC championship team?
You know, just finishing, you know, workouts when it gets hard. You know, it plays a big, big part when the season comes. You know, just finishing, have a big emphasis on finishing. And because we really haven't been finishing good for the past couple of years. So I think finishing is like a big, big part of what we're trying to do.
Let's move off the field. What do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have, you watch Netflix? I know you mentioned cooking out with the guys. Is there any shows you've been watching this summer?
Yeah, I just finished All American. I just started kind of cooking because I just moved into my apartment, and I'm trying to learn the piano. I mean, it's going pretty well right now, but I haven't really learned any songs. It's just like the basics.
Okay. Do you have a voice? Would you sing and play, or you leave the singing up to some of the other guys?
No, I'm just. I just play right now. I mean, I sing sometimes, but I'm just trying to find a hobby.
That's cool. What sparked that? Is it something you just always wanted to do, or?
I don't know. Me and my roommate were just sitting in the room and watching YouTube, and like we saw a guy playing the piano, and I was like, man, I can learn how to play the piano. And then I just got up and bought a little keyboard, and you know, it's just been up since then.
Okay, how's classes at SMU? What, tell us about your major, kind of what you're doing right now off the field.
I just got into my sports management major, so I'll be doing a lot of classes for that this fall, and I'm in this 6A class this summer, and in a theater class for the next session. So.
Okay. And you know, are you, you know, where are you at as far as graduating? You know, do you have it another couple of years, or is it moving along a little quicker because you guys are in summer school and things like that?
I'm pretty sure I'll be graduating in May 2024. So.
Very cool. What do you want to do, you know, after your football career ends eventually?
I'll probably become like a coach or something, like, or a specialist with sports. I would like to train like O-line or something. Yeah, I used to play basketball. I'd love to be a basketball coach.
Very cool. Well, awesome. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate getting to know you a little bit more off the field, getting to know how the Mustangs are doing on the field and in the weight room and things like that. So, hope you have a great summer. Enjoy the family reunion in Florida, man. We'll have to catch up in the season sometime.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Marcus. And thanks for listening to this edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. Please leave us a rating, leave us a review, and share the podcast as you see fit. Appreciate all you guys listening, and we'll catch you next time.